Parents of Ghislaine Maxwell's lieutenant say daughter could be arrested next. By Joshua Kaplan on July 20, 2020. The parents of Sarah Kellen, who is accused of being the former lieutenant of Ghislaine Maxwell, say their daughter could be arrested next, the couple recently told a British newspaper. The Daily Mail reports. According to her devoutly religious parents, Sarah Kellen should be treated as a victim rather than a co-conspirator because she too was groomed and manipulated after falling out with her family and going to work for Epstein in her teens. Thomas and Mary Kellen, both Jehovah's Witnesses, told DailyMail.com in an exclusive interview that their daughter was naive and vulnerable when she met the billionaire pedophile and could now pay a heavy price for being swept into his vile world. Far more women named in legal documents as potential co-conspirators are yet to face arrest. Chief among them Kellen, who spent around a decade working as Epstein's personal assistant. Her parents insist they knew virtually nothing about their daughter's duties because they became estranged from her around the time she took the job, aged 18 or 19. After Maxwell, I think Sarah's next, Mary, 74, told the Daily Mail, in reference to fear she harbors regarding her daughter's possible arrest. What happened to all those girls is horrendous. But I do feel that Sarah was also a victim. I'm not a psychologist or a psychiatrist, but I can see she was maneuvered or brainwashed. I just hope someone doesn't go and kill her, she added. There are a lot of prominent, powerful people out there that don't want anything said. The development comes as The Sun reported that Maxwell believes her former boss, Jeffrey Epstein, was murdered in his New York City jail cell and fears she could meet the same fate. Last Tuesday, a judge denied bail for Maxwell, ruling that she is a flight risk. U.S. District Judge Allison J. Nathan said even the most restrictive form of release would be insufficient to ensure Maxwell would not flee, particularly now that she knows a conviction could result in up to 35 years in prison. As the judge explained her reasoning for denying bail, Maxwell dropped her head repeatedly, appearing dejected. At one point, she appeared to wipe a tear from underneath one eye as she sat alone in a room at the Metropolitan Detention Center in Brooklyn, where she has been housed since last week. Maxwell, 58, has been held without bail since her July 2 arrest at her million-dollar New Hampshire estate, where prosecutors say she refused to open the door for FBI agents, who busted through to find her in an interior room. The Associated Press contributed to this report.